Narrated Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, Abu Talha had the largest number of date palms from amongst the Ansar of Al-Madina. The dearest of his property to him was Beruha Garden, which was facing the Prophet's mosque. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, used to enter it and drink of its good, fresh water. When the holy verse, "By no means shall you attain al-bir, piety, righteousness," it means here Allah's reward, that is, paradise, unless you spend in Allah's cause of that which you love. Quran, chapter 3, verse 92 was revealed. Abu Talha got up and said, "O Allah's Messenger, Allah says, by no means shall you attain al-bir, piety, righteousness. It means here Allah's reward, that is paradise, unless you spend of that which you love. And the most dear property to me is the Beruha Garden, and I want to give it in charity in Allah's cause, seeking to be rewarded by Allah for that. So you can spend it, O Allah's Messenger, wherever Allah instructs you." Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, "Good, that is a perishable or profitable wealth." Abdullah is in doubt as to which word was used. He said, "I have heard what you have said, but in my opinion, you'd better give it to your kith and kin." On that, Abu Talha said, "I will do so, O Allah's Messenger." Abu Talha distributed that garden among his kith and kin and cousins.